Chris.
Carsey.
Oh man, so good to hear from you. How's everything up in Canada?
You know, same old, but more importantly, how are things down there? I mean, seems a little weird.
Huh. Weird?
Yeah. Are you okay?
Let me tell you. Everything is great. Everything is fine. Everything is getting better all of the time. Everybody knows that the president's insane, but nobody wants to talk about what people do when their president's insane.
Yeah, I've noticed that no one wants to talk about that. Yeah. There's definitely a few things that could be done.
Yeah.
But no one's... Well, yeah. Anyway, how's the weather?
Well, it's the hottest summer in the history of man. And for some reason, yesterday we bombed Iran. Everybody knows we're starting World War III, but nobody wants to talk about what you should do if your government is starting World War III.
Third time's the charm?
They do say that, yeah.
Are you sure that everything's great? I mean...
Everything is great.
Really?
Everything is fine. Everything is getting better all of the time. And everybody knows that Luigi was right, but nobody wants to talk about what you should do if everybody knows Luigi was right.
Well, yeah, I mean, maybe what we need is just to refocus and remember that there are people out there trying to do good stuff.
Yeah, I guess.
Mr. Rogers had that thing he said. What was it? You gotta look for the helpers.
Mm. Yeah, but did you hear that they're shooting people lining up for bags of flour?
I did hear that, yeah.
You don't need that permission if you've got the power. And everybody knows that we're living in a death cult. But nobody wants to talk about what you should do if you're living in a death cult.
It's the worst kind of cult.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I know you're trying your best, but you're not convincing me that everything is great.
Well,
I think, what if I just came down for a visit?
Maybe, oh, you wanna?
Yeah, I think that'd be fun.
Well, I think that would be great. Everybody needs a friend sometimes. We could sit around and talk about what we should do if the president's insane and starting World War III and we're living in a death cult and everybody knows that Luigi was right. We can talk all night.
Welcome to Eastern Promises, the latest and greatest music coming from Atlantic Canada here at CJLO 1690 AM on the radio dial in Montreal and streaming at cjlo.com. I'm your host, Donald Roberge, coming from our studios on Sherbrooke Street West in Notre-Dame-de-Grâce. A little weary, I might add. I know it's been spring for over a week now, but in Montreal at least, it's felt like an especially long winter. I've got a feeling we're in for one of those blink and you miss it spring seasons before the big heat of the summer steps in as well. However, I will still take the cold, slushy weather any day over the chaos unfolding in other parts of the world at the moment. Something that's been addressed in our opening track called Everything is Great, that's by none other than PEI indie folk band The Burning Hell, who teamed up with American political singer-songwriter and activist Carsey Blanton for a sharp, timely take on today's political climate, especially when it comes to our neighbors to the south. And in their signature irreverent, satirical style, they delivered a song that's solidly on the nose, which is wild because it was written following the US's bombing of Iran last summer, yet it feels like it could have been rushed out a few weeks back. We'd expect no less by The Burning Hell, and I suppose that it was serendipitous that they would collaborate with the poke funk protest energy that Carsey Blanton is known for. It kind of feels like a perfect match. They'll be continuing to collaborate this year, touring together in Europe this spring, and releasing new material. And you can head over to theburninghell.com for tour dates and definitely check out the clever video for Everything is Great. You can find it easily by entering it into your search engine. So we're nearing April, and there's been a ton of new releases from Atlantic Canadian artists, as well as tour and festival announcements, which I'll be getting to this hour. You'll also be hearing music by artists like banjoist Old Man Ledecky from Chester, Nova Scotia, and indie band Constant Greetings out of Rothsay, New Brunswick. But let's kick things off by playing a track from a band who'll be playing at Quai des Brumes on Sunday, April the 5th. Here are the McMillan Camp Boys with Rain and Snow.
Well, I had me a wife, gave me trouble all my life. Left me out in the cold, rain and snow. Rain and snow, oh. Left me out in the cold, rain and snow. She came down the stairs, combing back her long yellow hair, and her cheeks were as red as the rose. As the rose, Lord. And her cheeks were as red as the rose. I did all I can do to try and make peace with you, but I'm not gonna be treated this way, this old way, oh Lord. No, I'm not gonna be treated this way. She walked up to her room, there she met her fatal doom. No, I'm not gonna be treated this way, this old way, oh Lord. No, I'm not gonna be treated this way. No, I'm not gonna be treated this old way.
Sweet is apple pie, my sweet apple of my eye. I like, no, I love the feeling, the touch, but it's not enough. Right, sugar pie, soda pop, you got money, I got love. Through the rain and the storm, you're the rainbow. But you've been running away, you've been running. Running away from my love, running away from my heart. Running away from my love, running away from my mind. Read my mind, I've been on yours too. Let me live not trying to play these games.
Welcome back to Eastern Promises, where we're playing the incredible music of Atlantic Canada here at CJLO 1690 AM on the radio dial in Montreal and at CJLO.com. I'm Donald Roberge, and before the break you heard a song called Free Mind, new music by PEI singer, rapper, violinist, and poet Laurie, that's L-A-U-R-Y-Y, and that's from her debut three-song EP of the same name that was released on March 15th. You can find Free Mind on your preferred music platform, and you can follow her on Instagram at It's Really Laurie, again, with two Y's. And before that, I played Halifax-based folk and bluegrass duo, the McMillan's Camp Boys, with the song Rain and Snow. That's from their 2024 record, So Long to the Kicking Horse Canyon and other folk songs. The McMillan's Camp Boys are no strangers to Montreal, having passed through regularly over the last few years, and they're coming back in April. Originally from Western Canada, their style is reminiscent of such artists as Lightnin' Hopkins and bluegrass duo the Stanley Brothers, but really with a contemporary twist. They'll be playing at Quai des Brumes on April the 5th as part of a spring tour, and you can get more information about it by visiting their Instagram page at the McMillan's Camp Boys. Port Hawkesbury, Nova Scotia garage punk trio The Boojums have released a couple of covers honoring the Halifax pop explosion of the 1990s. Here they are with their take on a Super Friends track. This is Karate Man. Whoa!
Dressed in plain clothes, no one knows who you are. can't you see it? All of the beauty, come dip your hands in electric. Good rhyme if you ain't got the right mouth for a joke. What a waste of life, and we've only got a short slice, spending it watching the Channel 5 news. Can't you see it? All of the beauty, come dip your hands in. No need for sorrow, we'll cry together. Go drop your tears in. Let's watch a sunset, and I'll go swimming, waking the fishies up with my laugh. That's it, the patience lying.
Single by Halifax's Sadie Skinner called Electric Blue. Sadie Skinner is the folk project of musician Sarah Roberts, who performs also in popular indie pop band Steel Cut Oats. You can now stream Electric Blue, but she'll be releasing the song officially on April the 9th at the Carlton in Halifax, along with multi-instrumentalist His His. And you can get more details about that by visiting thecarlton.ca. And before that, you heard the song Karate Man by Port Hawkesbury, Nova Scotia garage punkers The Boojums, a new single that covers a classic track by influential Halifax indie band The Super Friends. The Boojums also released a cover of another well-known track, Scott Pilgrim, by Super Friends contemporaries Plumtree. The Boojums will be passing through Montreal on June 21st alongside Welsh rock band The Bug Club, and will be playing at Cabaret Fouf's. You can get more information for what will be a great show by visiting their Instagram handle at The Boojums. So we're getting closer to the East Coast Music Awards happening on May 21st in Sydney, Nova Scotia. And we here at Eastern Promises have been playing tracks by nominees leading up to the ceremony. Here's a duo who have been nominated in the Acadian or Francophone Artist of the Year category. Here are Hero Funk and Oiseau with Fait de Terre.
Je suis fait de terre et de l'océan. Je danse avec le feu. Je bouge avec le vent et la terre. Je bouge avec le vent et la terre.
Conservatrice from Newfoundland jazz vocalist Claire Porter, a beautiful French language reinterpretation of her song Preservatives, taken from her 2024 record Time Alone. Claire Porter, alongside her accompanying band The Stouts, has earned well-deserved recognition this year with two nominations at the East Coast Music Awards for Jazz Recording of the Year and Fusion Recording of the Year. And before that, you heard Acadian electronic artists Hierro Funk and Oiseau with the song Fait de Terre. That track has been nominated for Electronic Release of the Year at the ECMAs, while Hierro Funk and Oiseau have been nominated for Acadian or Francophone Artist of the Year. Hierro Funk herself, who is both Acadian and Cree, is also up for an award in the Global Music category. If you want to explore the full list of nominees and discover even more incredible artists from across the East Coast, head over to ECMA.com. I'll be continuing to feature nominated artists leading up to the ceremony on May 21st. Nova Scotia / New Brunswick blues and roots musician, writer, and producer extraordinaire Mike Trask has taken time out of his busy schedule to record a new single with Motherhood frontman Bryden Crane. Check it out. This is I Want Out.
I
Vancouver. I'll bury my youth here. End of the road, come, my eyes were wide and blind. I tried to live in the myths I've given my imagination since I was 8 or 9. But I'm a rambler, true love handler, running on the fuel of music and wine. By downtown fountains, I laid me down by mountains. My dreams overslept and I laid me down and cried. I'm on the wrong side of the country, on the wrong side of my mind, on the wrong side of the country, my loving man, I am hard to find. I'm no traveler, I'm a soul unraveler. Living in me is a map of the country. Made miscalculations, the size of nations. When the cold winds blow, you don't sleep out at night. I sit here broke down in a fly near Chinatown, waiting for tea, wondering why when I speak I cry. I'm on the wrong side of the country, on the wrong side of my mind, on the wrong side of the country, my loving man, I am hard to find. On the wrong side of the country, on the wrong side of my mind, on the wrong side of the country, my loving man, I am hard to find.
That was Wrong Side of the Country by Chester, Nova Scotia's own Old Man Ledecky from his debut album Hinterland, now celebrating its 20th anniversary. Pretty remarkable. Old Man Ledecky will be passing through Montreal on April the 4th as part of a spring tour and will be playing at La Tuscadora on Saint-Laurent. Don't miss seeing one of our country's premier banjo player and bluegrass artists. You can nab tickets for that by visiting oldmanledecky.com. And before that, you heard new music by blues, roots, and alt-country artist Mike Trask, who calls Nova Scotia home these days. That was an electrifying track called I Want Out, which features singer and guitarist Bryden Crane from Fredericton punk and indie outfit Motherhood. You can find that one easily across streaming platforms. You're listening to Eastern Promises here on CJLO 1690 AM and streaming worldwide at cjlo.com, where we spotlight the exceptional music of Atlantic Canada. I'll be posting tonight's playlist on my link tree so you can revisit everything you're hearing. Just head to the link in the bio at Eastern Promises CJLO on Instagram, or check out the Eastern Promises show page at cjlo.com. Now, there's been a wave of major festival announcements over the past week, spring, summer, even into fall, both here in Montreal and across the country. I've been trying to keep track of who's playing where, and honestly, it might warrant a full episode dedicated entirely to festivals. But one lineup I was especially excited to see drop is from St. John's, Newfoundland's own Lanya Vanya. As always, it's wildly eclectic, and among this year's artists is a Spanish-language hardcore band that might just be the only one of its kind on the rock. Here's Desperta with Peor Enemiga.
We'll be right back.
Evie, the opening track to the brand new release by Nova Scotia's Holy Fuck called Event Beat. I haven't had the time to listen to it in its entirety yet, but I can tell you it has more of an experimental edge to it, plus some jazz influences woven into their sound. Then again, that's what Holy Fuck does best, push boundaries and keep things unpredictable. This marks their 6th full-length release, by the way, and they remain, in my opinion, one of Canada's most vital and innovative electronic acts. And I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that Holy Fuck will be playing in Montreal at Sala Rosa on April the 9th. I caught them at last year's Pop Montreal Festival, and it was an incredible set. You can buy tickets by visiting their site at holyfuckmusic.com. And before that, I played a song called Peor Enemiga by St. John's, Newfoundland and Labrador Spanish language hardcore band Desperta. That's from their 2023 self-titled debut record. And they'll be one of many acts performing at the 16th edition of St. John's Lanya Vanya Music and Arts Festival, happening from June 3rd to the 6th. Lanya Vanya is a non-profit arts organization whose mission is to flood St. John's with culture while increasing its profile as a preeminent art hub in both nationally and internationally. This year's edition will feature musicians from Newfoundland and abroad. It'll feature art panels, workshops, readings, you name it. And you can find the details for that by visiting lanyavanya.com. And while we're on the topic of festivals, I also wanted to shed light on the popular 506 Festival happening on the waterfront in St. John, New Brunswick from July 30th to August the 2nd. They've released their lineup, which is stacked with artists like American indie icon Soul Asylum, Montreal's Wolf Parade, and the great singer-songwriter Kathleen Edwards. But like every year, there'll also be a heavy dose of East Coast representation, including this act out of Rothsay, New Brunswick. This is Constant Greetings with Late Bloomer.
Every night.
was Constant Greetings, the indie rock outfit out of Rothsay, New Brunswick, with the song Late Bloomer from their 2025 record Good Sports. They'll be performing at the Area 506 Festival in St. John, New Brunswick, and will be hitting the stage on Saturday, August the 1st. You can see the full lineup and buy early bird weekend passes by visiting area506.ca. So that's a wrap for episode 66 of Eastern Promises. Just a reminder, you can find tonight's full playlist on my link tree, available in the bio on Instagram at EasternPromisesCJLO, or by visiting the Eastern Promises show page at cjlo.com, where you can also catch up on previous episodes. And feel free to send me a message to let me know how you're doing, how I'm doing, whether there are any artists you feel I should be playing, or anything else under the sun. Now, I'm technically competing for your attention tonight with the Juno Awards happening in Hamilton, and I'll admit I've been keeping an eye on things while on the air. My sister-in-law, Lynn Harper, is there as a nominee for the Music Counts Music Teacher of the Year Award. It's an incredible honor, and it's a real testament to the vital work music teachers, and really all teachers, do to support, guide, and inspire young people. If you think back, there's probably a teacher who made a lasting impact on your life. We've got a watch party going on at home, and we couldn't be prouder no matter the outcome. And if you get the chance, I encourage you to tune in to our national broadcaster and catch the ceremony too. And as part of the Juno celebrations, the past week has featured Juno Fest, which is a full slate of live shows, panels, and workshops leading up to the big night. And among the many performers was Toronto-based, Nova Scotia-raised indie artist Rachel Bobbitt. From her 2025 album Swimming Towards the Sand, here she is with Sweetest Heart. For Eastern Promises, I'm Donald Roberge. Till next time.